Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
A delegation from the U.S. government's Millennium Challenge Corporation, or MCC, visited Lesotho recently to discuss the development of a second MCC compact to reduce poverty and promote economic growth in partnership with the government of Lesotho. During their visit to restart development of a second MCC compact, the U.S. delegation met with senior Lesotho government officials and political party leaders, civil society, and the private sector to discuss MCC's approach to country partnership and the compact development process going forward. Using an approach that reflects a country's own priorities, MCC provides time-limited grants and assistance to developing countries that meet rigorous standards for good governance, from fighting corruption to respecting democratic rights. Working with local partners, MCC tackles some of the most pressing challenges that developing countries face, such as access to electricity, clean water, land rights, and roads. The decision by MCC's board of directors to reselect Lesotho is acknowledgement of the government of Lesotho's actions to address MCC's ongoing rule of law concerns, including the implementation of the Southern African Development Community recommendations, said Principal Deputy Vice President Kia Kim. Lesotho's continued commitment to rule of law, accountability, and investing in its people will remain important as we work toward our shared goal of reducing poverty through economic growth. U.S. Ambassador to Lesotho Rebecca Gonzalez noted the ongoing positive impact of the first MCC compact is a testament to the tremendous collaboration between the United States and Lesotho, and we look for the government of Lesotho's continued commitment to these early investments. As we build on this partnership of mutual accountability, we remain committed to supporting Lesotho as it undertakes an inclusive, transparent, and comprehensive national reform process, which is essential to achieving sustainable economic growth and long-term stability.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.